How much do you love this station? People dedicated to your community. News that directly matters to you. This station needs your support. Go to mycri.ca to find out more about the Community Radio Initiative, which will provide core funding for this station. At MyCRI, you will find an easy way to create an email that you can send to the politicians who need to hear your message. Just 5 minutes and a few clicks make a big difference. MyCRI.ca.
Trolling college music so you don't have to. No loyalties, no orthodoxy. Keeping it real, dumb, and organic since 2019. Tune into Home of Burnaby Rock with John on Fridays from 6 to 8 p.m.
that was the beginning of our second hour here on Wandering Rhythms. A visit to Ceará, Brazil. That's right, it is a state, if you want to classify it. It is the 17th largest in Brazil out of 27 states, and the 8th largest by population. Yes, so Ceará, on the Atlantic coast. It's not particularly big, but it's got the 4th biggest city in Brazil. It's Fortaleza. It's kind of surprising. In a seemingly lesser-known region of Brazil. It seems to be a tourist hub of Brazil, but I guess we don't know much, or me just personally don't know much about like the other places other than the, you know, the main big cities. But yeah, it is Fortaleza, 2.5 million people in the city, and 4 million in the metro area of Fortaleza. So most of these bands, including the one we just heard, are from Fortaleza. Half the population of the entire state in that city. So, yeah, the band we just heard was called Jangada Pirata. They haven't done much. That's just a single they've released. And, yeah, they just got together in the last couple of years. The song was Ah, Now Vai Dar, Jangada Pirata. Yeah, so they kind of remind me of, I don't know, Muse, maybe? Rock band. Yeah, a lot of stuff happening in this region of Brazil, so we're going to not spend too much time talking. We're going to hear music, but just give you a bit of the history there. There were a lot of native groups in the area, and actually some of the first European explorers in like the 1500s were the French, and they didn't necessarily take control of the area, but they had trading posts and stuff. And then eventually over the next 100 years or so, the Portuguese claimed the area, and since then it's been under Portuguese and then now Brazilian control. And not a whole lot of African influence, it seems, in the state, but we'll see what we can find. There is this style called Marabutu of music that's influenced by Vodou music from West Africa. So, yes, we're going to next hear, though, a woman named Paula Tesser right here. This is a song called Cobra. So, nice music as we continue our trip through Ceará, Brazil.
Lateja em tuas veias um sangue de cobra, e as tuas pernas bambas dão coice tal cabra. E diga o que eu possa, você só me cobra. Mas vou tirar o teu veneno de cobra. Farei com que a sorte o teu segredo descubra. E nova estrutura fagocite é que quebra. E me apacentarás com teu olhar novo de cabra. E seguiremos fortes e brilhantes. Em tuas veias um sangue de cobra, e as tuas pernas bambas dão coice tal cabra. E diga o que eu possa, você só me cobra. Mas vou tirar o teu veneno de cobra. Farei com que a sorte o teu segredo descubra. E nova estrutura fagocite é que quebra. E me apacentarás com teu olhar. E até serei feliz como uma coisa de quebra.
tyrants and she married a tyrant and she married a tyrant. I already did my butt lady.
Se mal dizendo, descendo com calor, a rua torta, de terno e óculos escuro, em uma terça escura, para fugir da massa cotovelante, de pessoas apressadas, sorumbáticas, cujos telefones são
city of Fortaleza, Brazil. That was Jonathadol y os Garotos Solventes. That's right. Kind of industrial punk rock for you. The song was Trabalho, Trabalho, Trabalho from an album, Alienígena, from 2019. And, oh, how reassuring the construction continues. World may have shut down, but still construction just outside of our window here at CJSF Radio. The whole staircase actually is it's like a giant skateboard ramp now. Don't get any ideas, kids, skateboarders. It's fenced off and probably highly illegal to enter. But yes, okay, moving on. We just heard, yeah, Jonathadol and his Garotos Solventes. Before that, we heard George Belasco y O Cao Andaluz. So, also from 2019, some cool new rock music as well. And the song was New Mis Mata, also from Fortaleza in the state of Ceará. And we started off that set with Paula Tesser, a bit older of a track, is 5 years old. The song was Cobra from her album Valha. So you kind of get the idea that Brazilians certainly play modern music. They have all the instruments that anyone else has, but they sing in Portuguese primarily, which I love, and they just kind of have their own flair to the way they play music, and it's very cool. I'm going to keep on moving. By the way, the state that we are now traveling through called Ceará has a beautiful coastline. It's like got 600 kilometers of sand, and right near the beaches in some places there are these red, like small red cliffs. So it looks a bit like a miniature Grand Canyon if the Grand Canyon was directly on a beautiful beach. So pretty cool, I would say. Say I'm going to go there one day. We'll see if airplanes continue to fly in the future. Ancient sandstone plateaus, beautiful coasts, hills and mountains inland. There's nice rivers. It just seems like a pretty sweet place all around. Ceará, that's Ceará, northeastern Brazil. But it's also one of the hottest regions of Brazil. If you can handle that, it's between 22 and 36 degree all year. It's very close to the equator. Yep. So, coming up next, another singer, a young woman named Rayana Fortes. She's only put out a few singles so far, but she's apparently been playing music for a long time. She played the violin from the age of 10. She plays some Brazilian stringed instruments. Look like, I'm not sure the name of it, but it's like a small guitar. And got a great voice. So here we go with the song called Te Fazer. This came out just a year ago. Enjoy.
Mensagens de amor e ódio, não desanime.